Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is a Crowd podcast.
Sport Wednesday, come on, now we're home.
Here we go, come on.
Come on, all right. This is Quiz Chat Repeat, the podcast we do 5 times a week. There's a different subject each day with 12 questions and 15 points. What's not to like? Let's quiz. Our guest today, well, he's a professional sportsman. He plays rugby union for Harlequins in England. No pressure, Danny Kerr, but this should be your round.
Famous last words, Makita.
Correct. There are 15 points to play for. It's all about sport. So here's hoping for a personal best. Let's quiz. Question number one. What term is given to a left-handed boxer?
Southpaw.
Correct. Question number two. Which UK town hosts the Shakespeare Marathon?
The Shakespeare Marathon.
Yeah.
William Shakespeare was from...
Now we're talking. There you go. Where's he from?
Oh. Oh, God. Where's he from? Okay. I'm going to go for Birmingham. No. I'm not. I know where he's from because he's from Stratford.
Thank you. You got there.
There we go.
Final answer. Stratford-upon-Avon. Correct. Yep. Why did we think Birmingham?
It's not far from... Stratford's like Warwickshire, isn't it? Which is not far from Birmingham.
It's true. Same ends.
I know. I've driven past it a lot.
Well done for getting there in the end. The correct answer is Stratford-upon-Avon. Question number three, Danny. Who was the last person to win the Ballon d'Or who wasn't Messi and who wasn't Ronaldo?
I think that was Kaká.
Incorrect. The correct answer is Luka Modric.
Oh, Danny.
Sorry.
That is such a schoolboy.
Kaká did win it, but that was ages ago.
Perfect.
Question number four. The unfortunately titled governing body, WTF, is the World Federation of which sport? WTF. The World Federation of which sport?
WTF. It's not tennis. It can't be tennis because that's not right.
Correct.
So it's got to be the world. How are you meant to know that? T.
I'm just thinking what sports begin with T. Tennis is actually the ITF. This is WTF. It's the World Something Federation.
Taekwondo.
Correct.
Oh, here we go.
Woo!
I'm happy with that.
Yeah, that felt good.
Yeah,
okay,
really
correct
good.
Answer, World Taekwondo Federation. Question number five. In tennis, in what decade did the Open Era begin?
I think that would have started 90s.
The correct answer was the 60s. 1968 we started opening that up. Question number six. If you were playing for the Claret Jug, what sport would you be playing?
Golf.
Correct.
That's another open. There we go. Load of open. I knew the golf open.
Question number seven. In Formula One, the Marina Bay Street Circuit held the first ever nighttime Grand Prix. Where is it?
Oh, good question. Good question. Okay, it's somewhere far away. I think it's the one. Yeah, the one with all the lights, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty special at night. And my mate used to live there.
Where did your mate move to?
He moved to Singapore.
Correct. And so did the Marina Bay Street Circuit hold their first ever nighttime Grand Prix. Correct answer, Singapore. Well done, Danica.
Thank you.
5 out of 7 right now. Come on.
Come on. Come on.
Woo! Question number eight. In the sport of fencing, what part of the body does a plastron protect?
Oh, the plastron. Okay. So it's going to be the face, the chest, or the genitals, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say, I think the plastron is the face mask.
Oh, incorrect. The correct answer is the chest.
Okay, it's the chest.
Question number 9. Now, take your time with this one, Danny. Not counting added time for injuries, how many minutes does a Premier League football team play in a season?
Not including extra time.
No extra time. How many minutes does a Premier League football team play in a season?
And I can take my time.
I love that you're actually like, okay, I've got this. I'm like, what?
Yeah, well, I need to get this, don't I?
How many minutes are in a game, Danny?
So there's 90 minutes per game. And there's 20 teams in the Premiership. So everyone plays 38 games.
Okay.
So I now need to work out 38 times 90, which is perfect, because what I'll do is I'll go 38 times 100. 38 times 100 is 3,800. Take away. What did I say? What did I say?
38 games times 90 minutes of play.
Okay, so if there was 100 minutes, be 38 times 100, 3,800. So then I need to take away.
What do you need to take away?
38 times 10, which is 380. So the answer should be 3,420.
Correct.
Woo! Oh, that hurt. That actually hurt my head.
So,
let's think about stuff like that for a long time.
So happy you did it. That was great.
Thank you.
Okay, question number 10. For 1 point, in Test cricket, there are two countries that compete for the Freedom Trophy. Can you name one of them?
The Freedom Trophy. Freedom. It can't be Scotland, can it? That'd be.
It's not Scotland, no.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Freedom Trophy. Oh, why would it be called the Freedom Trophy?
Well, quite.
In
Test cricket, there are two countries that compete for the Freedom Trophy. Danny Kerr, can you name one of them?
This is tough.
It is quite.
This is just for 1 point.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go for... It's not going to be England. I don't think it's going to be Australia or New Zealand. I think it's either a Pakistan or an India. I'm going to go with India. No idea.
Correct. India is an answer that we were looking for. The other one was South Africa, named after their humanitarian leaders, Nelson Mandela and Mahatma Gandhi. Mandela's long walk to freedom, of course. Question number 11. This is for 2 points. Can you name two running events that feature in a women's heptathlon?
Yes, I can.
Wicked.
I think they take part in the 400 metres.
Incorrect, I'm afraid.
Oh, it's the 800 metres.
Correct.
800 meters.
So you got that one. 1 point in the 2 points. 800 metres is correct. You could have also had 100 metre hurdles and 200 metres. One, two, eight. The heptathlon also features the long jump, the javelin, the high jump and the shot put. Ooh, have you ever thrown a shot put, Danny?
Yeah, I have. Not very well.
Okay.
It's not my event. I'm lacking a bit of the size, I think, required.
Okay. Yeah,
And power.
Okay. Question number 12, your final question in your Sport Wednesday quiz. For 3 points, can you name three of the last five cities to host the Commonwealth Games?
Three of the last five to host the Commonwealth Games. Okay. Delhi.
Correct. 2010.
I played in one, Melbourne.
Was that in the 2006 Melbourne
that
game?
Was.
Good
that
for
was
you.
Indeed.
Good for you.
And...
Go on, get a third.
I need to get... I'm going to have to take my time, mate.
You're currently on 10 points. This is for an 11th point out of 15. Pretty good, pretty good.
This is absolutely huge. Oh, it was in... was the last one in Australia? Yeah, I'm going to say Queensland.
It is in Queensland, but it's not the name of the city.
Oh, it's on the thingy, the really sunny place, the Gold Coast.
Correct. Woo!
There we go.
You could have also had Manchester, but
yeah,
you got
easier,
you got Gold Coast, Delhi and Melbourne. You could have had Glasgow and Manchester also. Oh, that was great. I loved that round. 11 points, Danny Kerr, on your Sport Wednesday. We'll talk you through your points after this break.
Hello. Hello there. What voice do you want me to do? We will do a little bit. I'll just do my voice.
Do your voice.
Yeah, thanks. Hello, I'm Joe Marler. People think I hate people, but I don't. I actually love interaction with people. I love finding out what jobs they do and whether I could do what they do. The Joe Marler Show.
Joe Marler Show.
With new episodes every Wednesday.
How do you feel after that?
Yeah, I needed to score reasonably well in that one, didn't I? Because I'm shocking at the others.
God, you're such an athlete. I love the way you're approaching this. I needed to score.
I need to score, man.
So you were in the Commonwealth Games in Melbourne in 2006. Have you travelled all around the world with your profession?
Yeah, we've been fairly lucky with that. I've been to a lot of cool places. We don't normally get to see an awful lot of it, which is annoying. So I'd like to go, when I finish playing, go back and see a lot of places. But yeah, Australia, sort of New Zealand, Hong Kong, South Africa, we've been to some cool places with rugby, so I can't really complain.
And have you had a chance to take the family to those places with you?
Not really, no, because you're on tour. It's like, it's pretty full on, pretty intense. Mm. My mum and dad actually went to New Zealand for the World Cup in 2011, and I got injured the week before, but I'd already paid for their tickets, so... Oh. I didn't go and they went anyway and they had a hell of a time.
On a jolly, they just went on a jolly.
Yeah, they didn't care that I wasn't there. They were loving life.
Is it because of your mum or your dad that you became a rugby player?
My dad used to play a bit of football and it was more my brother. He was 2 years older than me and he was playing rugby. Mm. And then I was playing rugby and football and then kind of got to the position where I had to choose and I chose football for a long time. And then it was only because a lot of my mates at school who I played rugby with are still at school. We went on a lads and dads trip to Dublin and we just played rugby and drunk blue WKDs. And I was like, oh, this is quite good fun. Yeah, it was literally wicked. And then I was sold and then, yeah, here I am.
How many years later? How many years later?
Oh, that was 17 years ago, that tour. Whoa. Yeah. But that was the deciding factor, those blue WKDs.
Okay, now I know how to get you to say yes.
Yes. Oh, hello.
Danny Kerr, thank you very much for your Sport Wednesday quiz.
You're welcome.
And that's Quiz Chat Repeat. If you enjoyed it, come back tomorrow and tell your friends as well. Use the hashtag Quiz Chat Repeat on social media to let everyone know how you got on. Let us know where you're listening and what you're doing while you're listening, whether it's walking the dog, watering the plants, or getting on the bus. We'll be with you every step of the way.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.